on a global scale, is facing a tremendous amount of challenges. On every front, in every sphere, in every dimension, there is political turmoil, there is a so-called economic meltdown and turbulence, there is social upheaval and instability, rampant crime and violence, natural disasters in the form of floods, earthquakes, cyclones, tsunamis and what have you. The entire world is faced with all these challenges and problems. The important thing here is to find the root cause of all these problems and then to find a solution for it. The so-called Western powers, they also recognize these challenges, but their methodology is totally alien to the methodology prescribed by our beloved Deen, the Deen of Islam. Western governments are in total sixes and sevens in disarray, in confusion. When they want to solve these type of problems, they would go into conference rooms, engage in debate, discussion, what is the way forward, how to solve the problems. But more often than not, instead of solving the problems, they tend to aggravate the problems. We as Muslims are so fortunate that in order to determine the root cause of all these problems, and in order to work out a solution, we do not have to look very far. The root cause and the solution to all these problems have been mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We merely have to open the book of Allah, look into the Sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there we will find the reasons behind these problems and also the solutions to these problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said very beautifully that taraktu fikum faqalain in tamassattum bihima lan tadillu ba'di, aw kama qala li salatu salam, that if you hold on, I have left behind two precious and weighty assets, that if you hold on to these two precious assets, in other words, if you practice upon them, implement them in your day-to-day lives, you will never go astray. You will never be in disarray and confusion. You will see the light at the end of the tunnel. You will see the way forward. So Nabi Sallam stresses, emphasizes that do not overlook these two precious assets that I leave behind with you. One is Kitabullah, the book of Allah, and second was Sunnati, my Sunnah. So if you look into the Quran al-Kareem and into the Sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find the root cause of all these challenges that are facing the world. Look at the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala mentions beautifully and brings to our notice that وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that whatever calamities befall you, whatever challenges you are confronted with, whatever difficulties you encounter, whatever natural disasters may be taking place, this is all due to the rotten actions that you are earning with your own hands. Our rotten amal, our rotten actions are inviting these calamities, are drawing the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, there are many transgressions that you even overlook. Allah says, I forgive many of your transgressions. Because if Allah ta'ala were to take us to task for every single rotten action that we perpetrate, that there would be nothing left on the face of this earth. In another verse to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explain the same cause of the difficulties and the challenges that the world is experiencing. Allah says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That corruption, difficulty, problems have made themselves manifest on the land and on the seas because of the earnings of mankind's own hands. Our rotten amal are rotten to the core. These actions are inviting these calamities and creating these problems. In one hadith it comes, someone asked Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that do tell us, why do earthquakes occur? So she replied, that when people begin to commit sins, regarding sins as something trivial, they begin to perceive that we have the license to commit sins. And also when people begin to take intoxicants, whether it be liquor, drugs, whatever the case may be, and when they adopt music as their pastime, as a form of entertainment, then Allah Ta'ala commands the earth to shake. And in a few split seconds in that earthquake, thousands upon thousands of lives are snuffed out. Thousands of people perish. So the Aisha radiallahu anha in the ahadith has also explained, obviously this is something that she learned from the teachings of her own husband, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these evils are the cause of these calamities that befall us. In one hadith, very briefly, but beautifully it is mentioned, that a'malukum a'malukum, that your actions are your rulers. In other words, your actions govern the conditions that prevail upon you. If your actions are righteous, then favorable conditions will come from Allah Ta'ala. And if your actions are rotten, then adverse conditions will come upon you. So here the root cause has been given to us in the Quran, in the Hadith, that it is our own rotten amal, our transgressions, our crossing the parameters of Sharia. These things are inviting the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we see these difficulties throughout the world. The Quran and Hadith together with giving us the root cause has also provided us with the solution whereby we can eradicate all these problems. The Quran al-Kareem says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah Ta'ala will not change the conditions and the difficulties that come upon a nation until that nation does a bit of introspection and wants to change themselves, make themselves better humans, make themselves better Muslims. When they are prepared to change, then Allah Ta'ala will bring favorable conditions and remove the difficulties of the entire planet. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. That if you will help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah needs no help, no assistance. Helping Allah means if you will help in promoting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will practice upon the commands of Allah, propagate it to others, then Allah will assist you and you will establish your feet firmly against the onslaught of your enemies. So here too the solution has been given. Assist the deen of Allah, meaning bring the deen of Allah in your day-to-day life. Color yourself, bleach yourself, cover yourself from head to toe with the deen of Allah. That is the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And surely these problems can be eradicated and favorable conditions will come down from the heavens. So the solution is simple. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get the priorities right. We need to recognize the purpose of our creation. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala warned that do you think that we have created you for no purpose whatsoever and that you will not return to us for retribution? Definitely you have to return. And we have not created you for no purpose, but for a specific purpose. What is that purpose? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created the species of man and the species of jinn except that they worship me. So the purpose of our creation is servitude to our Creator, to toe the line of Sharia, to please Allah Ta'ala, to obey the commands of Allah, and to live this simple lifestyle as shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a way to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a way to remove the problems that are afflicting us. And what better time to turn over a new leaf, to become better Muslims, than this blessed month of Ramadan. A month in which we can reflect, do a bit of retrospection as well, that how we have wasted our past lives. Make shukr to Allah that has blessed us with health, strength and life to witness once again the beauty of the month of Ramadan. This is the ideal opportunity. Sufidat al-shayateen, futihat abwabu al-jannah, wa ghulliqat abwabu al-nar. This is a month in which Allah Ta'ala puts the shayateen under lock and key. The doors of Jannah are thrown wide open. The doors of Jahannam are closed, indicating that conditions are conducive towards the person becoming a better Muslim in this beloved and blessed month of Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan would come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a day or two prior to the month of Ramadan, would spiritually prepare his beloved companions, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, to welcome this month of Ramadan. He would make a certain mindset where they would appreciate this month, look forward to the coming of this month, where they could make a firm resolution to remain steadfast and hold on to the rope of Allah, to the deen of Allah, in this month of Ramadan, and thereafter as well. Because deen is not only meant for the month of Ramadan, it is for our entire lives. This is the time to beseech Allah Ta'ala, make dua, to make us better Muslims, and to remain better Muslims for the rest of our lives. It comes in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prepare the mindset of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Although in previous Ramadans too, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to explain the virtues of the month of Ramadan, but as each month of Ramadan arrived, again he would refresh their memories and bring to their notice. It comes in the hadith من ختمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. He would address the Sahaba a day before the advent of the month of Ramadan, that, O people, an auspicious month has dawned upon you, a month that is full of blessings, a month that contains a night, the Laylatul Qadr, that is far more virtuous than a thousand months. Nabi Sallam in this way used to instill the value of this month in the minds and the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and in turn to the entire ummah up to the day of Qiyamah. He would also say that shahrun awwaluhu rahma wa awsatuhu maghfira wa akhiruhu ikum min an-nar. That this is such a month which is divided into three portions, that in the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan, special mercies of Allah descend upon His servants. The mercies remain throughout the month, but special mercies come in the first third of the month. In the second third of the month, maghfirat. Very readily, Allah is waiting for us to repent for our sins. Allah is ready to forgive us. And when we are then covered with the mercy of Allah, when we have secured forgiveness, وَآخِرُهُ عِدْكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ, in the last third portion, Allah Ta'ala decrees our emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also to instill the value of this month, said to the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, that من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه. That the person who carries out even one voluntary nafal ibadat and act in this month, he gets the reward of carrying out a fard, an obligatory act. And he who carries out a compulsory act in this month, like our fard namazes, our fard roza, he gets the reward of carrying it out 70 times. In other words, every good action in this month is multiplied 70-fold. But unfortunately, today our mindset has become so westernized, and we are so inclined towards this mundane world, that if someone were to announce today that so and so has invented a machine, such a machine that if you feed a 100 rand note from the one side, the machine will spit out 70 such notes, 70 times 100, what will happen? Because we attach more importance to material things, if the announcement is made that this facility will only be available for 24 hours, feed one note and get 70 such notes on the other end, you will find people queuing up throughout the entire night in order to derive that benefit. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said to us that one compulsory act multiplies 70 times. An involuntary act is equivalent to a fard, which shows that a fard normally is 70 times more virtuous than a voluntary nafal act. So we get so much reward, but we are not prepared to place our yaqeen and conviction on the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, the Sahaba were such, radiallahu anhu ajma'een, that if they saw something with their eyes, and Nabi Sallam said something to the contrary, they would say, our eyes are deceiving us. What Nabi Sallam says is haqq, and that is the truth. That was the level of yaqeen and iman. And that is what we ought to strive for. And this is a month in which there are favorable conditions. Time to rejuvenate our iman. Time to refresh our connection with Allah and His beloved deen. And with the sunnah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sa'adha mentioned something very important for us to carry out in this month, apart from our rozas, apart from our farz namazes, apart from our other obligations. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنْ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنْ لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make a habit of carrying out four practices during this month. Two practices are such that will earn you the pleasure of your Rabb, of your sustainer, of your cherisher. And two practices are such that no one can do without. Then Nabi Sallam elaborated, أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ أَلَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That those two actions whereby you can earn the pleasure of your Creator, of Allah, whereby I can come close to my Creator, read in abundance the kalima la ilaha illallah. This is the month of the Quran. We increase our tilawat too, and increase our dhikr as well. Recite daily the kalima la ilaha illallah. And secondly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ask Allah to pardon you for your sins, for this is a month of forgiveness, which is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi on one occasion, when he got onto the minbar, he said, woe betide that person who finds the blessed month of Ramadan and allows it to go by without having his forgiveness secured. On that, Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ameen. What a powerful dua. So it indicates, it is very easy to earn the forgiveness of Allah, but we have to do it sincerely. So these two actions will please Allah. Recite the kalima, make istighfar. وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ أَلَّتَانِ لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the two actions without which no one can do daily, ask Allah Ta'ala, beseech Allah to grant us Jannat. اللهم إني أسألك الجنة. And also ask Allah Ta'ala's protection from the fire of Jahannam. If we spend our month of Ramadan in this manner, we turn over a new leaf, become closer to Allah, inshallah all the global problems can be eradicated. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the inspiration and the ability to spend this beloved month, this blessed month fruitfully, and give us the health and strength to continue on the path of deen throughout our entire lives, and give us the tawfiq, ability and life to see many, many, many more months of the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا